We are up to Simin Tzadik Ches in Hilchis Tefillah, and we will be doing the entire Simin. Hamispalel Tzorach Shiyachavein Belibo Perush Hamilos Shemotzi Bisvasov. When one davens, he is supposed to concentrate on the meaning of the words that he is saying. Perush Hamilos is the literal meaning of the words. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he should not be machaven for all kinds of shemis and inyanim in Kabbalah. What you're supposed to do is have kavana of the Pirush HaMilah. Now, he goes further. The Yachshov, and he should imagine kilu Shechina kenegdo, that the Shechina is in front of him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this kavana, as well as all the other kavanas that the Mechaber is about to mention, are kavanas that one is supposed to have before he begins davening. Whereas when you daven, you think of nothing other than the words that you're saying, the meaning of the words. The Yosir Kol HaMachshavas HaTordos, also, you have to push away all of the different thoughts that are disturbing you. Ad Shetishar Machshavto V'Kavanoso Zako B'Tfiloso, until your kavana in davening is pure, it is only davening. The Yashov Kilohoya Medablof Neimelech Basar V'Dom, he asked the thing, had I been speaking in front of some great king, a human being, Hayim Esader Dvarav, you would organize your words, Umachavin Behem Yofe, and you would think about everything that you're saying, and you would make sure that you would be expressing it in a way that reflects your kavana. Umachavin Behem Yofe Laval Yikoshel, and you'll be very careful not to mess up any words. Kavachom Lufnei Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchoker Kol HaMachshavos, where not only are you having kavana in order to say the words right, but you're having kavana in order that your thoughts be right, because he's hearing your thoughts as well. This is what the chassidim and anshei ma'isa used to do, show you mizbodedim. They used to go and find themselves alone. They would go to some place where they were in solitude. Umechavnin b'tfilosom, and then they would be mechavnin in their tfilat, shimagin l'espashtus hagashmis. What they did was they ascended above all of Gashmias. Well, is Gabris Koach Asichli, and in place of that, the power of Seichel, Achi Magim Korv Lamalas HaNevua, till they almost reach Nevua. Then Tovalo said, this is what someone is supposed to try to do before he starts davening. Now, Vim Tovalo Machshava Cheres Besocha Tfilo, what happens if as you're davening, a thought comes into your mind about something else? So what should you do? Yishtok, you should stop. Stop davening. Be quiet. Ad shetispatel hamachshava, until the thought leaves your mind. V'tzorech sheyachshov b'dvarim hamachniyin halev, you should think of those things that make one humble. U'machavden also lovev shebashamayim, and make him feel dependent on Hashem. So you turn to him. V'lo yachshov b'dvarim sheyesh b'mkalas rosh, you certainly don't think about lightheaded things. Hagah, says the Ramah, V'yashav kodem atfilum imromus hakel yisala, you should begin by thinking of the greatness of Hashem, uveshiflus ha'odom, and how lowly the person is. V'yasur kol tanugei ha'odom alibo, and you should certainly take away all netiyas to tanugin, meaning all of your positive feelings for olam hazeh. So this halach is that before you start davening, make sure to clear your mind so that you're going to focus on the davening, and as you daven, you should have kavana on the words. Now, with regard to what to do if a strange kavana comes into your mind, you start thinking about something else. So it says yishtok. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should say the word pi three times, which are Rashi Tevis, Palti, and Yosef. They were the two that were mezgaber al yitzram. Also, what someone should do is spit three times with his tongue between his lips. The Magen Avraham says you don't do that in Shmona Esrei. The El Yoraba brings B'shem the Kitzur Shla that what you do is you put your hand on your forehead three times and you say the pasuk of Leiv Tohar Brali Elokim, and in the middle of Shmona Esrei you can actually think that although you don't say it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shla, who discusses the issue of bringing kids to shul. And he says that if they disturb, you should not bring them to shul. You're giving them a bad chinuch, as well as disturbing your own davening, as well as everybody else's. Siv beis lo yispalo b'makom sheyesh davar shemavatal kavanoso. One should not daven in a place where there are things that disturb his kavana. What is it that disturbs one's kavana? So, for example, fresh beer, where the scent of it disturbs one's kavana. V'lo b'shoh ha-mevatel es kavanoso, and not at a time that is mevatel es kavanoso, so that he should not be davening at a time that he has tsar, kas, or he's on the road in a way that he's nervous, he's uneasy. V'achshav einonu nizharim b'chol zeh, b'pnei shonu mechavnen kol kach b'tfilah. Now, b'zman hazeh, we are not zorih in all of these things, because we don't have all that much kavan in davening anyway. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should still try your best, and that's why you should not be davening in a house where there's an odor that disturbs you, or any kind of fragrance that disturbs you, and you should really try your best to see to it that you're not thinking about anything other than your davening. Siv Gimel. Yispalol derech tachanuni. You should be mispalol in a way that you're really begging. Karosh, like a poor man, hamavakesh bepesach, who stands at the door and asks for help. Ubenachas, and it should also be gentle. V'shalotirolav, shalotirolav kemasa umavakesh tipater mimenu. That means gently means you should be davening slowly, so that it doesn't look as if you're just trying to get it over with. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should also not daven saying, well, oh, I have an obligation to daven. You daven because you want to daven, and you should also remember that we're desperate. There's no one to turn to other than Hashem. No angel, no malach is going to be able to do for us what Hashem can. Siv dalet atfilah b'makom ha-korban. Davening is in place of a korban. Ulakach, tzorech lizor shtei dugmas ha-korban. Therefore, you have to see to it that it is very much like a carbon. In what way? First of all, b'chavona, b'lo yer lo ya'arei ba machshava acheres kmo machshava sheposelus b'kodshim. We know in kodshim there's an inyan of a machshavas psul, there's an inyan of pigul, so you should not have any strange kavanas while you are davening, very much like a carbon. Next, umad, it also has to be said, you say shmon esrei standing, dumya da avoda. Very much like the avoda, which has to be done standing. Ukvias makom, you make sure to be koveya makom betfilah, so you daven in the place you always daven. What is this? Kamoa karbanis shall call echot kavua makomo lishchitaso umatn damo. The same way karbanis, each karban has its special place where the shchita takes place, as well as where the zrika is to be done. V'shal yachutz davar bein ola bein akir, there shouldn't be anything separating between you and the wall. Dumi the karban shachatzitza poselas bein o. Lakir, the same way that in a carbon, the halacha is where you have to have a kabbalah's dam, or in the case of in the case of a mincha, it has to be directly in the keli with nothing in between. V'roi shiulo malbushim noyim yuchadim litfila kagon bigdei kahuna. The same way that avodah is done in the base of mikdash in bigdei kahuna, so too you should have special clothing for davening. A person can't necessarily afford it. At least make sure that you're wearing underwear that are clean for davening. And if you have special underwear that you wear only for davening, so that they're always kept clean, that's even better. But the halacha is that it would be better to have special clothing for davening altogether. It's just that people can't afford it. There's also a daya that you should not have something under you between yourself and the floor, very much like a carbon, like avodah that is, although we wear shoes. Some say that that's only halacha if it's 3 tefachim high, which we've already learned, and others say even less than 3 tefachim. Even if it's lower than 3 tefachim to the ground, still it's a chatzitza between the person and the ground for tefillah. Sifhei, al yachshav, a person should not tell himself, roi hu shiasa kadosh baruch hu bakashasi, it is right, I am worthy of Hashem fulfilling that my request, kiven shekivanti b'tfilasi, because I had kavan in davening. Ki adarabah zemaskar avanosov shel adam, balachi is that if someone thinks in tefillah, someone says in his iyun tefillah, that my tefillah was so great that I'm worthy of being answered, because then it's as if he's saying, I'm coming in my own right, and they really, Hashem really checks up on his own mitzvahs. Hashem is doing it out of loving kindness. The Yomer believer should say in his heart, Mi ani, who am I? Dal v'nipsa, this lowly person, Bolavakesh meis melech, malchei amalach makadosh baruch hu, I'm making a request to Creator of Heaven and Earth, to the King of Kings, Imlo Merov Chasodov Shumisnag Ben Imberiosov, only because of Hashem's Chesed to all of us.